Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Maisa b'chizkiya melhirish iber sashana b'nei atumo b'kesh rachma malatzmai t'chsev ke mabris ha'am v'chule. So he was mabir the shana b'nei atumo. What does it mean b'nei atumo? Rashi says shenidme b'mei achaz ave mabir ezar shaloi chashashu lo tara. So they were nitma because of Avodah Zarah, because they're not chashish to keep the Torah, and therefore they became tameh from Avodah Zarah. Taisus over here, the bottom of Taisus brings down a different shan from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that they were Yerushalmi Amar the Golgalta Shal Ravna Hayavusi Matzu Tachas HaMizbeach. He says that they found the Golgalus of a Ravna Hayavusi and the Mizbeach, and that was the reason for the tameh. They became tameh ba'ayel. And the question is that if the Yerushalmi says a reason, says a pshat, why is Rashi being mechanish and upshat? Why doesn't he say the pshat that Yerushalmi says? There's no reason to be mechanish and upshat. So Shal is what was pushing Rashi to learn differently. And I was thinking that maybe you could say the pshat is like this, that Bamas, the Acharnim, asked on the Yerushalmi, then how could it be that that was the issue with the Golgalus of Avner Yevusi? He was a guy, and a guy is not Metame Ba'il, so it shouldn't be a problem of Tumah at all. So some cipher in Chubis in Yerdeh, some in Shin Mem, he asks his Kasha, and he says that it must be that Yerushalmi is going like the Mandamar, that Goyim are Matam Ba'il, like the Tanakam of Reb Shimon and Yavam and Daf Samach Beis. So the Yerushalmi Taka has to hold like that, and therefore there was a problem of Tumah. So it could be that Rashi wanted to be Mazur the Gemara Libra the Chuliyama. He wanted to work out the Chuliyama, even if he held that Goy is not Matam Ba'il, and therefore he wanted to say in the Bavli, then it must be there's a different reason, and that's because they're Nitma Altsli Avodah Zarah. But the Yerushalmi itself, the Yerushalmi happened to hold like the Tanakam of the Reb Shimon, and therefore the Yerushalmi was able to say the Pshat that it said. The Ikavar, the Taz is saying, the Achim bothered, how could it be that Golgolos was there for so long and no one saw it? And my Bichla, would they allow the Golgolos of our Avner to be buried in the base of Mikdash? It's not mistaken that they would allow such a thing. And the Chsam Sefer has a very nice chat that's in Yashav Alad Akashas, that really, originally he was buried outside of the Makam HaMikdash, but there were Mechilas that connected that Makam to the Mikdash and none of the Mizbeach. But they made sure originally to build walls and Mechitzas to make sure that there shouldn't be any direct contact between where the Kvur was and the Mizbeach. But in the days of Achaz, where he neglected taking care of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was, says L'chizka b'rek Abayis, and he was kibbutz the menorah parts, process by Mikdash, because of what he did, the things became shaky, and some of these Mechitzas fell apart, and then the Golgolus was able to roll all the way from where it was under the Mizbeach, and that's why it appeared at that time, and then Chizkiyahu went and he was mechazik the Mikdash to make sure that that would no longer be a problem.